So welcome, ladies and gents, to today's chat on putting the joy into your business. It's Tamara Nursicker here from gettingnaked.com.au, where we strip back the layers on love, life and relationships so that you can enjoy a much deeper self-love. And today I'm really excited to be talking to Alison Braun, also known as the Business Joyologist. Now, Alison has been making waves in the entrepreneurial community as a business mentor and former sexual expression coach, helping hundreds of women get clear on their gifts so that they can build a business that supports their ideal lifestyle. So thank you, Alison, for making the time to chat.
Oh, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Awesome. So we all have a story that led to us sharing our passion. What was it that saw you become a business joyologist?
Yes, well, you and I first met when I was the bedroom joyologist.
Yes.
And so that was very much kind of a big piece of my journey. Finding my purpose and my passions was actually one of my biggest struggles in my life. Because I was definitely one of those people that was kind of more of a jack-of-all-trade, master of none. At least that's what I felt. And I was never one of those people that, like, had that passion growing up where it's like, this is what I want to do. I know it, and I'm just going to go for it. So there was a lot of things that I was interested in and was getting trained in, but I wasn't too sure, like, who I was meant to help and who I could help best. So that was a really big piece of my journey. And through meeting with some really awesome women, actually, and having it reflected back to me that they all felt really comfortable talking with me about uncomfortable things, that led me to being the bedroom joyologist, because I love talking about sex.
Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that.
Yes, I know. So good. And what I experienced was in that work that so many people got more clear on what their purpose was by being given the safe space to really be themselves. And so I realized that that was really my passion and my purpose, was to give people that safe space to be all of who they were. And because I'm so passionate about business and freedom and creating our own lifestyles, it just made a lot of sense, kind of merge the two things together, helping women start their businesses doing what they love and what their purpose is.
Beautiful. And, I mean, I believe that every person does have a gift to share. How important to a person's happiness is it to be actually sharing that gift?
In my opinion and in my experience, I mean, obviously I can't speak for everyone, but in my experience, it's fairly vital. I know in my own experience and in many of my clients' experiences that when they were disconnected from that, that there tended to be like kind of like that lackluster, lack of mojo feeling where you just want to kind of sleep and you might feel a little bit depressed or I don't know. It just doesn't feel good when you're not really using what you're best at in the world. And that could, you know, be the same thing if you're using your skills at a job or your business or just doing it for fun. But I think it is essential really to really feeling joyful, to be doing something that you're passionate about and living your purpose, whatever that might look like for you.
Yeah, I know, because I absolutely adore what I do, and I couldn't imagine life any other way. But I suppose for a lot of people, you know, joy and business may not fit in the same sentence. So, you know, what can you share with those people to help them believe that their business can actually be fun and they can actually be making a living from it?
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing. I've even observed a lot of women, especially over the last 2 years, that are, you know, have quote unquote very successful businesses. But when I got to see behind the scenes, it was fascinating to me to see like how hard they were working and how fun it did not seem. And so that's definitely something that I'm very passionate about, is making sure that it's a joyful experience. And some of the things that I've found to be really helpful in bringing that joy into business is doing your best to create it how you really want it to be. So most of us grew up around people who kind of do the 9-to-5 or something similar. So we have a lot of belief systems around what's possible for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of like, you know, kind of fitting into certain boxes and, oh, I couldn't do that. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what we really want things to look like. So the first thing that I do with all my clients is we go through this process called the business pleasure map. And it's really about kind of reformatting, recreating our lives based on the lifestyle that we really want to be experiencing. And then creating our business from that point versus the way around. So, you know, creating your own schedule, making sure that you're choosing who you're working with, what you're doing, and making sure that it's all stuff that you really enjoy.
Great. You mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of conditioning, a lot of other people's gunk that we take on. You know, you can't do what you love, you won't make money, or you have to work hard for your money, or most businesses fail in the first year. And, you know, all of those yucky, yucky statements that we tend to take on. And, you know, they can get in the way of us actually taking the first steps to create our own business. You know, I have a particular formula for helping people move through that gunk, but how do you help people get past that so then that they can actually believe it's possible to pursue their dreams?
For me, I feel like my zone of genius is really providing that safe space for people to start exploring the possibilities without judgment, so that they can really just, you know, say like, oh, you know, actually, I do kind of like want to do this, and I feel kind of guilty for that. And just giving them that space to vocalize it, like put it into words and into writing, I find really allows people to open up to their truest desires and what they really want things to look like. And when they're in that space without being judged, it just kind of lets them know that, like, oh, this is okay, it's possible. So I like to kind of give people that little container where they can put on their training wheels so that once they kind of leave, that they're riding without those training wheels anymore. They feel clear and confident enough to just go out and rock it.
Nice. And so for those people who aren't quite clear on what their gift or their purpose or their passion is, where should they start to explore? What should be their first step with that?
It's a great question. I feel one of the really kind of foundational first steps around getting clear on what their purpose or passion is, it's about looking at the common threads that they've had in their lives. What were, you know, some of the things that you really enjoyed about all your past work experiences? Were there some things that kind of spread throughout all of them? And I also feel that some of our most challenging experiences in our lives, whether it was something to do with us personally or maybe a loved one or a friend, when we go through those challenges or even those like really momentous occasions, whether it's kind of like good or bad, either of the extreme, those tend to really guide us to what we're most passionate about helping others with. It's not always the case, but often it's one of those things that's kind of near and dear to our hearts that is going to be one of those things that guides us forward in what our purpose is.
Is there a particular memory or time that you feel that was maybe something that you reflected upon and went, oh, yes, that's what I should be doing?
It was, I guess, when I first kind of was dubbed the bedroom joyologist, and I was with this group of women. We were all hanging out in Mexico, and it was in that moment where I realized, like, one of the biggest pains that I had experienced was not feeling safe to be myself, not feeling, in particular around sexuality, and feeling like that was, like, a really not okay thing. Like, it wasn't okay to express that side of myself or to have fun with it, and it was in that moment of like really experiencing the acceptance and the playfulness around just being myself that there was a really big shift there. So that was a really big experience for me.
So what's the difference, I suppose, that you've noticed since having that shift, like how you used to live your life to how you live your life now?
In the past, it looked like a lot of people pleasing, so to speak, like trying to have other people's approval. And because I had been doing that for so long, I didn't even really know who I was or what I liked. And now it's like, I don't really care what anyone thinks. I mean, I do obviously care about what my loved ones think and stuff, but I don't let that guide who I am and what my decisions are. You know, I always make sure that it's coming from what lights me up first.
It's such an empowering place to be when you get to that point, because I know I had the same journey, and you go through this mixed up thing of who am I? What am I meant to be doing? Oh no, I need to fit into this box and I need to wear that hat. And as soon as you step out of that box and take that hat off, it's like, oh, just relief. And you can just be, and you can change directions if you feel like it, and you're not, I suppose, living up to anyone else's expectations.
Yeah, it's amazing. Such a huge difference when you've experienced that contrast, hey?
Yeah, totally. So I suppose what I've found through my personal experience and, you know, working with clients, even just chatting to friends, is that the health of our business is a direct reflection of the health of their relationship with themselves. And, you know, you did mention before that people, once you peeled back the layers, you could actually see that people were working, you know, really long hours, and they perhaps didn't have that life balance. So, how do you help those people to realize that it's all about them first, and that their business will, you know, naturally progress as them putting time into themselves?
It's definitely a piece of checking in, like making sure that I'm kind of calling them out if necessary when they're kind of getting a little bit overwhelmed or overworking. I think example has a lot to do with it. A lot of us, at least for myself, I didn't have a lot of positive examples in that area. And so it was easy to just kind of follow the stream. And what I found for myself, and what I've heard from a lot of people as a reflection, is just having those positive examples of people experiencing and living what you want to create for yourself makes you kind of feel like it's actually possible. Yeah. So then it's easier to check in and start shifting things and trust a little bit more. I think trust is a big piece of it. A lot of people don't trust that if they, you know, step into that feminine side of things, that everything's going to keep functioning. But yeah, it actually functions better.
Yeah, we live in such a masculine world. It's like do. You've got to be busy, busy, busy. And I know, especially when you're really passionate about what you do, it is so easy to become a workaholic and forget, hold on, I need to surrender and I need to allow that flow to happen.
Absolutely.
So I know for me, you know, finding a niche, which you did touch on earlier on, you know, it was one of the hardest things for me, because I help people develop relationship with self, which if you have a healthy relationship with self, it improves your confidence, your relationships, your health, your career, your finances. It has that flow on effect. So for me, niching is one area that was really difficult to begin with, because like I'm sure is the case for many people, their services can help many people from many walks of life. So what advice can you offer to people struggling to get clear on their niche?
Well, I can definitely relate to you, Tamara, in that that was what I felt was one of the most challenging pieces earlier on in my business. Not unlike many of us, you know, I dabbled in, you know, having a lot of different tools, and that idea that, you know, most of us are healers in one way, shape, or form. And so we can help a lot of different people with a lot of different things. So it can be very, very challenging to focus in and niche in. And some of the things that I found to be relieving in that area and really helpful is, one, to have it be reflected through others. So kind of releasing that need to figure it out and letting other people start to, like, share with you what they think and what they see in you. That can be really helpful. And also to take the pressure off of getting it right or perfect right off the bat. So I like the concept of kind of like dating a niche. And you don't have to marry it just yet, but like try it on for size, see how it fits and feels for a little bit. And then going from there, because I think so many of us wait for things to be perfect before we take action. And it's actually when we start taking action that we'll gain the clarity that we need in order to improve things and shift things so it feels just right for us. Because nothing's ever really perfect, at least in my experience.
It can always be better. And it's amazing how many people, and me included, used to really just focus on, oh, it has to be perfect. And you're sort of like striving for this thing that doesn't actually exist, because you can always find a way to tweak it or make it better. So, yeah, I totally relate to what you're saying. So I know one of the biggest things that stops people creating a business they love is they do get stuck in the detail. You know, they're forever dreaming about what they want, but they don't actually take any action, like you mentioned. So why is action, you know, so, so important?
I could talk about action all day long. Why is action so important? Well, I'm definitely a daydreamer. Mm. And so it's often easier for me to live in this magical world in my head, versus taking action. Because when we take action, that means that we can screw up and things won't look how we want them to go. But if it's all just like in our imagination, or if it's just like this dream, then it's not totally real, but it's perfect in our minds. So we can't really screw up. So the idea of action is super scary, but it's what actually creates our reality. So this isn't a new concept by any means, but, you know, in order to actually create the life that you want to create, action has to be taken. And I find that when we take it through a place of that, you know, more feminine side of things, where we're following our intuition and that kind of gut instinct, where our creative and sexual energy is fueling our decisions, that really allows us to stay in alignment and makes the action feel a lot better. Still scary, but it makes sure that we kind of stay in alignment there.
Yeah. It's funny because I always say to my clients, if it's not scary and exciting at the same time, well, then it's not the right goal.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not out of the comfort zone, well, then you're not actually going to do any growing. So, yeah, the scary bit, that's exciting.
Yes. He likes to be scared, but it does the trick.
Totally. So recently I actually spoke to a lady about marketing herself, and she admitted that being such a spiritual person, it took her a while to really embrace self-promotion because she felt it was really egoic. It was quite an egoic thing to do. And when it comes to marketing, I suppose, do you believe that there is a way that it can be done from a really loving and authentic place?
Oh, yes, 125%. I can relate to that whole idea of like charging for what I do is not okay. Marketing is like yucky and salesy. Promoting myself is like not okay. I shouldn't be promoting myself. I've been through like all of those spins, and most of my clients have as well. It's really, really common, especially in like the healing type of work that we do. So what was really helpful for me, and how I like to look at things, is it's almost selfish to not promote ourselves and to actually get educated in marketing, because if we're, you know, doing things, you know, in our own world, we know we have all these gifts and these things that can really help people, but we're not actually learning how to run a successful business, learning how to market ourselves and, you know, what we're offering people, then no one gets to see it, no one gets to experience it, and it's all for loss, basically. So that was one shift in perspective that really helped me to move forward, was looking at it like I'm actually being selfish by, you know, keeping everything small and not working with people, not sharing what I'm offering, and people don't get to benefit from it. And it's not because I'm awesome. It's just because I, like each of us, have been given the gifts, our purpose, to share with the world. And it's not about us at all. It's just about sharing and being a conduit and, you know, being who we're meant to be in the world.
Yeah. It was funny. I was reading a book not so long ago, and there was one line in it. I can't remember what book it was now, but it just said, you know, if you had the cure for cancer, would you hide that from people, or would you actually want to share it with people? And I thought, oh, that's so true. And I know I went through the same, you know, period, because I have a 10-session program where I help people get off their pills and become depression-free. And for a very long time, I was too scared to actually share that, because it's like, oh, I'm being salesy, or, you know, they're going to think I'm pushing my stuff on them, and I don't want to do that. And then finally I got comfy with it and went, well, if someone has depression, you know, I'm offering it to them. If they don't want to take it, well, then that's their journey at that particular time, and that's okay. But, you know, you need to let these people know what's out there, and if it comes from you, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, these days, the marketing world, the business world is so much different than it used to be. It used to be very like, buy this thing, buy this thing, buy this thing. And now it's like, here's some information for you. Here's some valuable information for you. Here's some more content for you. And then it's like, and here's a deeper solution if you need more help versus like, buy my stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very much like the content day and age where we're sharing value, and that's the most effective sales there is, really.
And it just gives you a good chance to see whether you resonate with the person that you want to work with. And I think that's really important because you want to feel like you have that connection before you start that work.
Totally. And it weeds out the people who aren't the perfect fit and it sends them to someone else who is. So it's really a win-win all around.
Nice. So if there were, I suppose, three keys to business success, and I'm just throwing out a random number there, what do you believe that they are?
Oh, there's so many. Let's see. Three keys to business success. I would say the first thing is to make sure that you are actually, like, enjoying what you're doing, so that joy piece. If you aren't enjoying it, other people are going to feel that. You're going to feel that, and it's just not fun. And if it's not fun, well, it's not worthwhile, in my opinion. So making sure that it is really something that you're passionate about and you feel called to work in, whatever it might be, that you enjoy it. Secondly, that you don't try and do it alone. That's something that's really common for us independent types is we feel like we should do it all by ourselves. And so not being afraid to receive and ask for help, to partner up and just to make great connections and to have that support system in place. That's really, really huge. And then third, marketing. I mean, smart, beautiful, joyful, conscious marketing so that you don't end up keeping all your goodness to yourself.
And with the marketing side of things, do you feel that there are particular courses out there that you should do, or there's particular, obviously, you know, you mentor in this as well, so this is something that people could come to you for as well, but is there a first step that people should take with the marketing side of things?
Definitely the first step, I feel, is actually, it's most beneficial to work with someone one-on-one, especially if you haven't figured out, like, what your niche is or, like, what your marketing doorway is. That's where it's really, really beneficial to get one-on-one support early on, because I see a lot of people taking a lot of online courses or group programs as their first step, and then they end up kind of cycling through the same patterns over and over again and not actually having it apply to them specifically, so they stay stuck. So that, I feel, is something really important. What I take, one of the programs that I use as kind of like a first step in addition to one-on-one work or like a single session is a new program called Clarity to Clients. And that kind of goes through the four foundational steps of getting things started. So it's like the business lifestyle design, getting clear on what your niche is and how you want to market. And then from there, creating offerings from that place and then learn to enroll in a way that feels good to you. So it kind of takes you through the basic get started place.
Cool. So honestly, I think anyone listening to this will be absolutely inspired to get out there and start sharing their gifts. But is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want one thing, if I could let everyone know, is whatever you're dreaming of is totally possible. If you let other people support you that share your vision and see that within you, I mean, you can really make whatever you're doing a viable business, and you don't have to struggle. That's it.
Yeah, I like that, because struggle is so ingrained in today's society, and when you start to, I suppose, leave that place of struggle, it's like anything becomes possible. And I know my dreams have always been huge, and you know, I'm working towards having my books made into movies and things like that. And I remember back when I first started out, people would be like, oh, as if that could happen. And then I'm like, nope, I'm determined. I'm going to make this happen. I don't care what I've got to do. Well, you know, I probably won't do a few things, but I'm definitely going to keep on that path and just keep going. And I suppose determination and just, yeah, like you said, following your intuition and just keeping going no matter what, and learning from the things that don't quite go as you'd hoped that they would. That's where you get your biggest learnings.
Yes. So exciting.
Yes. Thank you so much, Alison. If anyone would like to start living their purpose and making their dream into a business reality, please visit Alison's website, thebusinessjoyologist.com. I'm Tamara Musica. Thanks for taking the time to enjoy today's delicious offering. And if you would like to learn more about how to develop your relationship with you, simply visit gettingnaked.com.au.